Before we get into this, I'd just like to tell you a bit more about myself so that you get a sense of who I am and where I've come from. I was born on the outskirts of a town called Bendigo in southeastern Australia. Our property was surrounded by thousands of acres of bushland. As a child, I used to spend many hours by myself and our dog Zoe, exploring virtually every nook and cranny of that bushland. I knew where to find the quartz crystals, I knew where the fairy grass grew, I knew where the turtles lived, I knew where the crows liked to hang out on hot days. I knew where to catch the best yabbies and where the Chinese burn trees lived. I knew where the water ran in heavy downpours, and I knew where the deepest mineshaft caves were. In short, I knew the land. And by this, I don't just mean where the physical objects were placed on the land. I also knew her moods. I knew how she felt in the heat of a summer afternoon. I knew how she expectantly opened up as the thunderclouds began to brew on the horizon. I knew the crispness she was in the cold winter mornings as frost blanketed the grass and little bits of ice formed at the edges of her puddles. This is what I mean when I say I know the land. Sort of like how you know an old friend, the little nuances, their little idiosyncrasies, what a certain type of laugh and raise of the eyebrows means. As I grew up, I became more and more distanced from the land. I spent a lot of time training and became a champion athlete. I put my head down, studied hard, got into university and completed 2 degrees, a Bachelor of Engineering and a Bachelor of Commerce. I moved to the cities and worked long hours as a professional civil engineer. However, I always felt that there was something missing, like there was somewhere else to go. A sense of, this isn't it, maybe you can relate. So I tried to work even harder up the ladder, bought the things I thought would be it. The big screen TV, lived in the nice apartment beside the beach, the nightclubs, the parties. I'm sure you know the familiar story. Fully immersed in the hustle and bustle of the city life and caught within the rat race. Now, there's nothing at all wrong with that. But I'd lost my sense of peace and calm I found in the bush. I'd lost the sense of connection I knew growing up. I knew I wasn't being who I truly was. So I left it all behind and again fully immersed myself in nature again, to listen to my soft, gentle voice within, to regain the connection with nature again, listening to her subtle messages. I spent 7 months cycling 4,000 kilometres across Europe, camping in national parks and the wilderness areas. I spent months camping along the east coast of Australia, and I spent years immersing myself in nature, learning her ways, allowing my outer life to become a reflection of my inner world once more. Until the point in life came to share these ways with the world, to show people the truth of who they really are inside, to the deep spiritual connection that is always present in the natural world surrounding us. And this has evolved today into the Heart Walk, which is why I've written these words that you're listening to right now. I've listened to nature, I've listened to her wisdom, and have been guided. For this is what my soul is on the planet to do. Through nature, I'm being guided to reconnect people with the land, to remember who they really are, to discover and feel their true nature in nature.